and welcome to What's In Outdoors, third Friday of every month. Mr. Phil Totten, yeah, leads us from the inside to the outside, thus making for a better inside with what you're doing outside. It's What's In Outdoors, every third Friday, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower, and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. So let's head to Studio North, I believe, this morning. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Yes, sir. Studio North. And the birds are active at the bird feeders. That's one good thing about a day like today. We did a dusting of the ground. And quote season was still open. I would be dogs, and we'd have them on their toes and ready to go. It's just that kind of day. But goodness, Ron, there's a lot of love in Emporia.
Yeah, there is.
I spent all day yesterday getting rested up from delivering Valentine's Day flowers for Vicky at Riverside's Garden. I hadn't been that busy since I did two-day football practices back in the day.
So,
speaking of love.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were delivering or not. So.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, I love to see the smiles on those ladies' faces and think just how fortunate I am to see that and not need to buy those flowers for them. Speaking of love, I tell you, the polar plunge participants are sacrificing it all tomorrow for a good cause. Definitely freezing for a reason. Is it too late to enter?
No, you can walk up and enter. That's no doubt, no problem there.
All right. Well, I'll give it a thought today. I'll see how it goes. But this morning we have Bev Hilbisch as our guest, and she'll be followed by Michael Christensen with Passing On Outdoor Mentors, and y'all. You know, speaking of good causes, and happy birthday, Bev. I hear the baby on the other end of the line.
Bev, yes. Girl,
tell us a little bit. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I said my grandkids here with me, so if you hear some noises, it's them.
Please tell us a little bit about the Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports, how it came about, and the fundraiser we'll be having at the Flint Hills Lanes in Emporia on February 25th.
Yes, Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports is a local organization of volunteers. It was made up to be able to raise money to support local youth shooting sports organizations. It used to be affiliated with a national organization, but what we realized is a lot of that money had to go to the national organization for administrative costs, and not as much remained in the local community. So this group of volunteers came together, formed a committee, and then started fundraising efforts. We've supported Boy Scouts. We've supported the Lyon County 4-H Shooting Sports. We just recently purchased them some really nice air pistols that have really helped those kids improve their scores at competitions. We've supported different fundraising things for kids that are going to national events. The North Lyon County Shotgun Team, different things that people can write and apply for grants from our organization in order to support their cause. So in order to do that, of course, we have to raise some funds. And so on February 25th at the Flint Hills Lanes, we're having a bowling fundraiser where anyone in the community can come out and support our organization. The event will run from 1 to 3. It's $20, and that includes all your bowling and your shoe rental. And then during that event, we'll have some raffle prize drawings that people can enter for, a 50-50 raffle, and it'll be a great time to support a local cause, and you'll get to meet the volunteers from the committee as well as some of the 4-H kids that are coming to help us put it on.
Bev, we've been together ever since you ran around with my daughter, Stephanie, and, you know, talking about some things and getting kids involved in the outdoors. And, of course, with Megan, we would talk about soccer moms and Little League baseball moms. And, of course, Myrna was a 4-H horseman's mom out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just carry through the ride with Megan, and I know she's a champion. A long-range shooter, champion now, I see, in taekwondo or something. Just what are the sacrifices you and John have to make to help this young lady out?
Well, she got involved in 4-H shooting sports when she was 7. She had been hunting with her dad since the time she was little, and I even remember her telling her preschool teacher, she needed to learn to read so that she could take her hunter's safety. She really wanted to get that done and accomplished when she was even 4 years old. So that was kind of a funny thing that she did. But throughout that, she enrolled in the 4-H shooting sports. And so we started off just taking her to those practices that are once or twice or three, four times a month, whichever it was that she was involved in. And then as we got involved with that, we really enjoyed the program, the leadership skills it takes the kids, or gives the kids, the self-control, the discipline, and that thing. So we became instructors, and then I'm a coordinator as well with that program. But what it does is it's kind of like any of your sports. You can go compete if you want, or you can just practice and learn those skills and self-improve for yourself. But what we noticed, it really does teach those kids leadership skills. It teaches them self-control and discipline. And then they can take it as far as they want. It can be just local practices, or they can go on and compete even as an adult later in life. And so it really gives them a good experience, teaches them how to safely handle firearms, teaches them, again, what they can do to help others do that safely as well.
Well, Bev, I know the program that Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports has evolved in is the Exploring the Great Outdoors event. It's a summer event held at the Flint Hills. And I do want to thank Frenchie Fry for letting us have those programs out there, what they do. Will there be another EGO meet in 2024?
Yes, there is a date, and I didn't think to look that up off the top of my head. It's always around that last weekend in July. It is scheduled again for the Flint Hills Mall. Any organizations that would like to come and participate in that, we have different booths that the youth can go around. They can try out whatever activity that organization does, or they can tell about that organization. The idea is we want kids to be outdoors more. We think that is really good for their for them. And they go around to the different booths, do the activities, and then they can enter for door prizes. So it's a really good way to give back to the community and let kids see what there is out there so that they can get involved in more things.
Well, Bev, in closing, how can anyone interested in maybe making a donation or ship to Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports get in touch with the organization or with you?
They can call me at 620-340-7521. We also, if someone wanted to send in a donation, they could mail that to P.O. Box 114, Emporia, Kansas. We also have Venmo available and the Square transactions. If they want to make an electronic donation, they can just contact me for those details, and that's 340-7521. Or come join us at the Flint Hills Lanes on February 25th from 1 to 3. We'd love to have you. It's going to be a lot of fun. And a great event to support our cause.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Bev, and stay warm. Looking forward to seeing you in the future.
Thank you.
All right, Bev Helbisch with Phil Tartan. What's In Outdoors here on a Friday morning. Of course, Phil's with us every third Friday of the month. Plenty to talk about, and more interview action on the program to come. Stay tuned. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Hey, did you see those chicks walking by? Poultry in motion. I'm talking about Blue Stem's expanded poultry department with everything for chickens, ducks, and geese, and watch for their bi-monthly Chick Day ads. And those little critters you call family deserve the best from Blue Stem's pet supply section. Pick up top pet food brands like Science Diet, Diamond, Iams, and Purina. If you need it, Blue Stem's got it. See ya at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Is your off-road vehicle needing serviced? Get to Express Tire and let them service or repair your UTV or ATV before the calving and burning seasons. Express Tire works on most major brands of off-road vehicles. You don't need a breakdown during your busy time. And the experienced crew at Express Tire is there to keep you going. Call 620-343-9994 or visit 806 East 12th. Express Tire is your Polaris dealer in Emporia. That's Express Tire.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Friday morning. What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten on a chilly Friday, Studio North. Phil, nice to have you back here again.
I'll tell you, Ron, it has been busy. It seems like something's coming up every week. thinking about maybe trying to get back and doing a weekly radio show, but then I'm thinking about, well, Phil, I'm supposed to be retired. But there's just so much going on in the outdoors and so much news, so I'm sorry, cramming everything in 1 week. But no, then any time you want to know something, feel free to call me at 620-794-5373, and if I don't know that, I'll sure try to find a way to get you an answer. Or I think I'm involved with about 3 Facebook pages. We have my personal page, we have Watson Outdoors, and also Outdoor Communicators of Kansas. And Ron, speaking of Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, I do want to have introduce my next guest is Mike Christensen. He's with Pass It On Outdoor Mentors, and Mike has been involved with getting youth and families outside in one way or the other ever since I have in the late 90s. So, Mike, welcome to the show, and if you will, tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with Pass It On Outdoor Mentors.
Well, thanks for having me on today, Phil. I've been involved with the outdoor mentoring efforts since 2002. I was hired on by Kansas Big Brothers and Big Sisters to set up a outdoor mentoring program from them, and that went well enough that in 2006 we spun off as a separate nonprofit. Last year alone, we did over 480 events in Kansas alone. And we've also expanded to Iowa and Wisconsin. And later this year, probably around July, we're going to expand into Missouri and to Kentucky. We're real excited about what we have going on and giving kids opportunities to get out and go hunting and fishing.
Mike, on March 16th, we have a big event coming up in Wichita, and Watson Outdoors will be a part of the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas booth there, along with Joe Bragg, crappie fishing partner, and Brent Fazee, Hall of Fame rider, and our own Megan Hilbish. And can you tell us a little bit more about Big Al's Bass for Conservation and just what that involves and how that came about?
You bet. Well, when COVID hit, none of the conservation groups, pheasants, ducks, turkeys, none of those guys could have their banquets, so their fundraising all stalled out. And Big Al, he's a car salesman here in Wichita, and he supports every one of these banquets. I've known Big Al since, well, about the time I got to meet you back in the early 90s, and he has been supporting every one of the local conservation banquets since then. I think if you added it all up, he's probably responsible for something like $300,000 or $400,000 being contributed to conservation efforts in South Central Kansas. But he saw what was going on with the COVID thing and said, Mike, we have to figure out some way to get these organizations money. Let's put on a big bash. Everybody comes and everybody raises money. So that's what we're going to do again. This will be the third time we've done this. All of the different conservation groups are going to be there, ducks, turkey, elk, pheasants, quail, all of them. The Audubon Society is going to be there. Bow hunters are going to be there, along with a number of different vendors. But they're all going to be there with raffles and auction items to raise money. Big Al has sprung to have the Dave Holland Band there to entertain everybody. Walton's is going to have a laser shop set up for kids to shoot. Shields is bringing prizes for all the kids. It's going to be quite the event. You know, every kid under 18 will be in the drawing for a lifetime hunting and fishing license. And I think you guys are raffling off a lifetime hunting license. There's going to be guns, there's mounts, there's grills, there's all kinds of items that folks are going to be raffling off, and hunts they're going to be raffled off and auctioned. It's going to be a great, fun event, Phil. Hoping everybody can come out and join us.
Is there an online application you can fill out, Mike? I'm an old dinosaur when it comes to all we're doing on computers and cell phones and everything. How can people get registered and maybe buy tickets online?
You can go to the outdoormentors.org website, and you'll see a pull-down for the Big Al Bash. And it's got links there where you can get tickets to the event, as well as pre-buy raffle tickets. There's a lot of the organizations that already are selling raffle tickets, raising money for their cause, and some of those are going pretty quick.
Well, Mike, I always go through some notes after I do a radio show, and believe it or not, I see what I forgot to talk about. And I did let one important event slip my mind last month when I was on our What's an Outdoor show, and that is the Kansas one-shot turkey hunt. I know you and Mark Merle with Kansas Wildscape now have taken that over. It used to be the governor's one-shot hunt. Is there still time for applications for the ship is to take part in that hunt? I know it closes today, but is there still time? Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to close it off at midnight tonight, so kids still have an opportunity to submit their applications. Mark with Kansas Wildscape and pass it on. The folks that run the Kansas one-shot turkey hunt have asked us to help them find kids for the drawing. They have five kids that will get to come to the event. They'll get a lifetime license. They'll get a TriStar shotgun. They get outfitted with all kinds of camo. It's quite the event. And I would really encourage every kid to apply to get in there and in that drawing for that. They're going to draw five kids, one from each different quarter of the state, and then one from the El Dorado area. So there'll be five kids that get to come and participate in the hunt. Should be a good time. I hope everybody that hears this has got kids can get applications in. And again, you can find the applications on our website there at the Kansas, at the outdoormentors.org.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for being on the show, and I do appreciate all you, Brittany, and your field coordinators do to get young and old alike outside for a better end. Looking forward to seeing you March 16th, Mike. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, so more great outdoor information on What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Good morning. It is 8:50. Let's take our next break, and we'll be back to put a wrap on things right after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Hey, did you see those chicks walking by? Poultry in Motion. I'm talking about Bluestem's expanded poultry department with everything for chickens, ducks, and geese, and watch for their bi-monthly Chick Day ads. And those little critters you call family deserve the best from Bluestem's pet supply section. Pick up top pet food brands like Science Diet, Diamond, Iams, and Purina. If you need it, Bluestem's got it. See ya at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Is your off-road vehicle needing serviced? Get to Express Tire and let them service or repair your UTV or ATV before the calving and burning seasons. Express Tire works on most major brands of off-road vehicles. You don't need a breakdown during your busy time. And the experienced crew at Express Tire is there to keep you going. Call 620-343-9994 or visit 806 East 12th. Express Tire is your Polaris dealer in Emporia. That's Express Tire.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. 8:51, this is What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. So the fishing's still been good, Phil?
I'll tell you, if people are getting out on the lake, fishing the deep brush for crappie, I'd like to catch them when they come off the water. Mr. Hick from Emporia and with Bill Hopkins and Shoebar was out there fishing the other day, and I marveled at Mr. Higgins. He's in a wheelchair, and he has a hoist that puts him into his boat. And then again with Bill and Mr. Shoebar, they had quite a time, and they've been over a couple, three times. And the crappie are deep into the brush. If you can find brush next to a river channel, you're going to catch crappie. Ron, any idea water temperature is at Mouse Lake?
What's up,
Ron?
Hello, Phil. Go ahead.
Any at? Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Any idea what the water temperature is at Mouse Lake?
I have no clue. I don't know. I have not heard.
Well, that's one of the signs of nature that when the water starts getting up there and the surface water here at the reservoir is around 37 degrees. I hear from 35 to 37. But when it gets to around 45, that's when the walleye fishermen start thinking about it. That's when the walleye will start going up next to the dam and going, you know, through there. So those are some to look at. I have been catching catfish here off the dock in the city lake, and I'll tell you, those goldfish fillets coming in all that clear water is really good.
Ooh, sounds good.
I mean, most of our seasons are over with now. Of course, rabbit goes on all year round, so does coyote hunting. And we are in what you call a conservation goose order now, to where snow geese are the main target. Light geese, they are they're eating themselves out of house and home, Ron, up on the tundra. So unlike the other waterfowl seasons, you can go after them with unblocked shotguns, use electronic calls. And my buddy Fred Ramsey up from St. Joe, he said that the numbers of geese that they see up there at Los Buffs, of course, that's the refuge, but the hunters get up alongside those refuges. He said it's just something to see the big in numbers they still are. So hunters, we got to get involved and harvesting them. We talk about conservationists, conservation groups. The hunter is the number one conservationist out there, and I hope they keep things ethical. And all right, Ron, next weekend I'll be going to the Remington Ranch at Independence at the event February 24th and 25th. My buddy Ed Holland down there does a lot of great things for kids, and he's offering two scholarships. So, parents, if you're listening to that, if you want to know about some of these scholarships, please give me a call, and I'll get you in line to it. Or you can go to our Facebook pages and see some stuff. Ed's event there is called the Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic, and it goes on for 2 days. It's at the Remington Ranch, and there's just all kinds of different divisions, even a woman's pointing and thrushing division, youth pointing and thrushing division. So if you want to know how to keep those dogs in shape once the upland game bird season's over, there's different clubs out there, like-minded, want to keep their dogs going, to get in touch with. Ron, last but not least, we have a important Kansas Hunter Education class on the books. Now, this is an internet-assisted class. It'll be out at Rex and Deb Williams' farm. Roger Wells, John Young, and group of dedicated instructors will be putting it on, and enrollment will begin February 26th. So if you want to know more about that class, give me a call. After February 26th, you can go to www.safehunters.com and get enrolled in that. Hunter education, it's something everybody should take, whether they ever plan on hunting or not. So, Ron, that should do it for the show.
Good stuff.
It's coming down pretty good. Coming down pretty good here now, and those birds are saying, Phil, you know, these bird feeders are getting empty, so I'm going to need to put on some more clothes and take care of my critters.
All right, good job as always. Thanks, Phil.
Take care, sir. God bless.
Yeah, Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, every third Friday here, KVOE Live and local, and brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem does not have it, it probably is not around. Exactly, and by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the water tower. Let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. Mount cover 31 degrees, it's 8:56.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continues coming in to the death of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
Russia has serious questions to answer. That's the view of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Munich. Here in London, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak reacting, calling it terrible news. He adds, as the fiercest